Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. It is our desire that we give the monologue, set the stage, ask the questions, and then invite you to call in, give your questions, dialogue, and communication in relationship to the subject or the issue. The issue today that we'll be talking about, will Islam and communism rule America? I'm asking the question, is it possible that Islam and communism will rule America? Now, George Barner, in 2009, said that by 2050, America would be an Islamically controlled nation. In 2011, he updated that and said by 2040, America would be an Islamic nation. And that by 2030, America would be a Hispanic-speaking nation. Now, he is a whole lot smarter than I am. He has been the premier researcher for probably 35, 40 years now when it comes to religion in America, churches in America, what is taking place in religion in America. And so I kind of place some confidence in his research and his numbers. And what we're witnessing today brings about my issue and question. Will Islam and communism rule America? We're witnessing some unusual, aberrant things taking place. Some things taking place today that 10, 15, 20 years ago, some would have said would be impossible. Probably some 35, 40, 50 years ago, who would have said it's an impossibility by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, up until recent years, modern times, a number of our states, I've forgotten, I think it's 20, 25 of the states, still had in their state constitution that you must be a Christian, professing Christian, to run for public office. Woe is me, as Isaiah of old said. What are we going to do when we see these things coming about? I go back to Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen, because we are a Christian nation, founded on the central biblicist theological doctrinal truth of the Word of God. God's Word is true. God's Word doesn't need revision. God's Word does not need modification. God's Word does not need abandonment. God's Word simply needs to be read, embraced, and practiced. And when we look at the Word of God, the truth book, Jesus says to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the Word of God. Thy word is truth, the scripture says. Then in Psalms 117 and verse 2, the Bible says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Now, I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but that's a comforting pillar to place my head on, knowing that the truth of God endures forever. Studying the Word. In fact, the Scripture is very, very clear, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. One of the major issues today, one of the major problems today, one of the serious roadblocks that we have today is found in the house of God with the child of God, the Christian, being anemic in the Word, immature in the Word, are downright ignorant of the Word of God, and we are, as a result of that, embracing things in America that ought never to be embraced by a conservative Christian population. And I still say America is a Christian nation. We have fallen a long way from where we were, but we're certainly not a non-Christian nation today. We need to recognize the need to get back to the truth of the Word of God. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that to be factually true today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said, in part, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in some of our Christian churches." I'm looking at a headline that is probably indelibly molded and fixed in my mind as I understand what we see in America today. It says, "Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth." The article goes on to talk about three categories, three areas, that is the media, the press, government, and academia, that's left the fundamentals of absolute truth. In fact, in the article it states, it is fashionable today in academia, and it has been for decades, that truth is relative, or that it is a matter of individual perception, or simply cultural mores, or even that there is no such thing as absolute truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, and may I quote, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And by the way, just a little parenthetical footnote to that statement from Jan Hus. When he was being burned at the stake for standing on truth, he screamed with his last words, "Truth shall prevail." And ladies and gentlemen, that's what we need to stick to and understand. It's the truth of the Word of God that endures forever. It's the truth of the Word of God that shall prevail. Now, you can cast it aside, you can deny it, you can remonstrate against it all you like. It does not change the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Perhaps you ask the right question. How do I find Tools for Time? Good question. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a benchmark and identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the American flag, the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just for a moment and a brief monologue, and then we'll open our telephone lines and invite you to call in today. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. But ladies and gentlemen, a quick glimpse. We can just glimpse back just a little bit, just a few years in history, and we'll find that America is founded on the truth of the Word of God. America is founded on biblical values, fundamental values. Psalms 11:3 says, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" And the question is postulated in that text so as to cause one to ponder, what can the righteous do? I.e., what will the Christians do? The moral, ethical values, what will we do if our foundations are eviscerated? And right now, as we talk about, is Islam and communism, will it rule? Is it possible for them to rule, those two ideologies to rule America? And the answer is yes. If we fail to recognize what has taken place in history past, if we fail to understand the last 1,400 years of Islamic jihadism around the globe, if we fail to recognize that around the globe, on an international level, there's never been a nation, never been a country, never been a state, if you please, that's gone into socialism, Marxism, and communism that could survive that ideology. It's an impossibility. But ladies and gentlemen, not many years ago, we started America, the United States of America, and anyone that would seek public office from the fundamentals of our foundation, there had to be a recognition of Christ as Savior, having the morals and ethics and values from the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I'm looking at an article from American Family Association that says this. On this day, 250 years ago, the Continental Congress gave final approval to the Declaration of Independence. This is how we came to celebrate July the 4th as Independence Day. The level of providence and human sacrifice required to form this great union is hard to explain. Looking back, it is clear that God had a plan for America. As we look back on the mindset of America's founding generation, I'm reminded of the quote from the Supreme Court Justice John Marshall, who served on the court from 1801 to 1835. John Marshall said, and I quote, "The American population is entirely Christian, and with us, Christianity and religion are identified. It would be strange indeed if with such a people, our institutions did not purposely propose Christianity and did not often refer to it and exhibit a relationship with it," end quote. He further states in this article, "Christianity was so prevalent during the founding era that John Marshall thought it would be somewhat bizarre if America ever denied the Bible, they ever denied Christianity. I'm convinced that God brought about the United States of America in part for the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ." That's a pretty powerful statement, and I believe that we need to understand that. So as we understand what is happening today, as we analyze what is taking place, as we look at the broad brush of those that are running for office and being elected, as we look at what's happening in Minnesota, as we look at what is taking place in New York City, as we see what's happening in Dearborn, Michigan, and the peripheral areas, as we see what is taking place and has been for several years in Texas, as we recognize what's happening in Colorado and in California, we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, there's a juggernaut that's going across America, and it is destroying the very foundation of our nation. It's destroying the fundamentals of the faith. And state after state after state, we find, ladies and gentlemen, today that's refusing anything called morals and ethics and values if they feel that somehow it has a nexus with the Word of God, Christianity in particular. Headline, "Incredibly Problematic. Democrats in Congress vow to investigate America's 250th for featuring Christianity." It's the response of the loose likes lost liberals and the House and the Senate that call themselves Democrats. By the way, I just do a little footnote on that. Ask you a question. Is it possible? You can answer it for yourself. Is it possible for a thoroughly democratically minded person that adheres to the values of the Democratic Party? Is it possible for them to claim to be saved and Democrat? Is it possible for a Democrat that embraces the LGBTQ sodomite agenda and the murder by way of abortion and the theft of elections, etc., 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 is it possible for them to be a true patriot American? Now, my answer is no. You can say whatever you like. I'd love to hear from you if you've got a defense for it. Otherwise, but I say no, it's an impossibility. You can, sir, be that, if you please, categorically defined person, but it's an impossibility to measure that with the Scripture. In fact, I've done broadcasts on several occasions down through the years, taking the Ten Commandments and showing you how those that embrace the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party eviscerate the Ten Commandments. It's an impossibility. But this article reads, a Democrat in Congress is vowing if Democrats gain control of the U.S. House, they will investigate the national celebrations of the 250th birthday organized by President Donald J. Trump, specifically because of the high profile of his inclusion of Christianity. This writer goes on, this iteration of 250 America, this Freedom 250 that Donald Trump and his cronies have engaged in, there's really a strong element of Christian nationalism that is meant to define what it means to be an American. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am thankful. Listen carefully. I'm thankful that we have a president that I believe God divinely intervened in 2016 and divinely intervened in 2024. To place Donald J. Trump in office. Now listen carefully what I'm not saying. I'm not saying that Donald Trump is faultless. I'm not saying that President Trump is without sin. I'm not saying that President Trump is an avid, vocal, visible Christian. I don't know his heart. But I do know in my lifetime, and I'm still less than 100 years old, in my lifetime, I've seen more done out of the Oval Office to protect the morals, ethics, and values of biblical Christianity than at any other era with any other president in the history of our nation, as I can recall it. In fact, if you recall, when Barack Obama was in office, Barack Obama says that he stands with the Muslims. Yeah, and I could go on and on and on. I've got a large article here about Obama, and this writer says, it was you who spoke these words at an Islamic dinner. I'm one of you. It was you who on ABC News referenced my Muslim faith. It was you who gave $100 million in taxpayer funds to rebuild foreign mosque. It was you who wrote that in the event of conflict, I will stand with the Muslims. It was you that assured the Egyptian foreign minister that I'm a Muslim. It was you that bowed in submission before the Saudi king. It was you who sat for 20 years in Liberation Theology Church condemning America and professing Marxism. And the article goes on and on and on. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe if you were to go back to a point of demarcation, I would be willing to go back and point to Barack Hussein Obama when the pendulum changed and started to going toward America becoming an Islamic nation. May I say to you today, I'm concerned about America. I'm concerned for our great nation. I'm concerned for our Bill of Rights. I'm concerned for the liberties that we have therein. I am concerned that somehow, some way, we as a people fail to recognize that we are rapidly losing our freedom of speech, our religious liberties, and the right to keep and bear arms. Simultaneous with these aberrant things taking place in relationship to the elections, and different ones from the Communist Party, different ones from the Jihadist Party that are running and going into office, I really believe, ladies and gentlemen, there's a mindset somehow, some way, that they can overthrow our nation and cause America to be less than a constitutional republic. May I say to you, it is needful and necessary for us to understand the need today to turn back to God, to turn back to biblical Christianity, turn back to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's an impossibility for us to salvage the constitutional republic unless we as Christians, conservatives, and patriots wake up and recognize what's on the agenda. I'm looking at the headline that says, not an oversight. Publishers and libraries are scrubbing Christianity out of the American story. A generation that does not know where their freedoms come from will not know why their freedoms are worth fighting for, this writer says. A new study has confirmed that libraries and publishers are working on cleansing Christianity out of the American story. Listen, our libraries, even in our public schools locally, seem to have no problem with having pornography in the textbooks, seem to have no problem with teaching aberrant morals and ethics and values in the classroom, seem to have a problem when you want to remove the smut and the porn out of the classroom and want to fight against it. There's a reason And it's a demonic factor that Jesus Christ, morals and ethics and values of biblical truth that founded America and support our great nation today, are being eviscerated. This article says the study from publisher Brave Books was called the America 250 Faith Gap. Revised more than 300 books from the 25 reading list assembled by the children's publishers, libraries, and others. Among those so-called top books, there were no titles addressing faith. There were no titles directing and addressing religious liberty. There were no titles addressing and talking about the Christianity and Christianity's role in forming America. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, there's a need for us to recognize today that from every vantage point, we're witnessing the Islamization and the causing to come to fruition the socialist, Marxist, communist agenda in our nation. Now, I'm amazed, if I can touch on this, I'm amazed that the socialist, Marxist, communist agenda amalgamated with the Islamic jihadist agenda seem to be embracing each other. And it's the Islamic jihadists that will take the heads off all of those that Islam today calls useful idiots. And our useful idiots today are those in the media, those that we have placed in, I say we, those that have voted, placed into office. We already have in the U.S. House 4 open jihadists. We have 2 that's been elected in the primary, and if they're elected in their regular election in November, we'll have another one in the House and one in the Senate that's an Islamic jihadist. We're going to talk about it further in the broadcast today. Some of the states that are putting into law, codifying into legislation, teaching Islam in the textbooks. I'm looking at one headline. It says, the specter of communism rises in America. Our cultural elite have led us down the path of unbelief, and now we're reaping the consequences. This writer says, a specter is haunting America, the specter of communism. That is the variation of the opening line of the Communist Manifesto, 1848, by Karl Marx and Frederick Engels, which state, a specter is haunting Europe, the specter of communism, end quote. Is it possible that the ghost of communism is indeed haunting America? How could that be, this writer says. In the late 1980s, the Berlin Wall came down and Eastern European nations threw off the yoke of Marxist bondage. Then in the 1900s, the Soviet Union, the evil empire, as Ronald Reagan called it, imploded. And he goes on to talk about what is happening today with the embracing of socialism, Marxism, etc. Says the wave includes November 2025 victories of the Democratic Socialist and the Islamist Zohran Mandami, who became the mayor of New York City and the nation's largest city and the historic capital of capitalism. The irony of these victories of communists is, in our times, is that their rise coincides with the 250th anniversary of the birth of America. And it goes on to say, communism is predicted on the notion that there is no God. Hear me, ladies and gentlemen. Under Islam and under communism, God is not God. God does not exist. And the God that exists in Islam is Allah, the moon god. 1,400 years ago, Muhammad went into the Kaaba box, as it's called, in Mecca. And there's a circle, 360 different little carved gods. He chose the god Allah, the moon god of that era, as the god that is served today, viewed today as being God. So there's no compatibility with Islam and America when we serve the creator controller God, the creator of the universe God, when we recognize that Jesus Christ is divine, that God, he is God come in the flesh. No compatibility. Islam says that Jesus Christ is not God. Islam rejects the triunity of the Godhead. Islam rejects Jesus Christ as dying on the cross. Islam rejects the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. They say that the Christian's Bible has been perverted and has been polluted and is not real. Yet they claim that the Quran is the only true written, revealed word from Allah, the God of the Islamics today. I'm concerned. The question is, will Islam and communism rule America? That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. What do you think? Do you think America is going to become a communist nation, a socialist nation, a Marxist nation, an Islamically dominated nation? Is it possible? Why do you think not? Why do you think so? 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe some demonic forces are at work. I believe demonic forces are at work. Satan would have no greater joy than to see our constitutional republic implode. No greater joy than to see churches closed across America. Satan would have no greater joy than to see Christians being persecuted, prosecuted, and punished by putting them to death, cutting off the heads, or burning at the stake for serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now in China, there's a major move in China today to seek out, to search out, to examine, and to prosecute, to penalize Christians, Christian pastors, and churches. There's a move to close churches that have been operating secretly for many years in China. Do you realize in China there are those that will, and under the Chinese law enforcement, Chinese Communist Party, that will go into churches, house churches, hidden churches. They will find them, go into them, pretend to be a worshiper, even feign to be saved, and go to the Bible studies to be able to trace, track, monitor, surveil what's happening in the Christian churches in China. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, without a constitution, without a constitutional republic, without America being the land of the free and the home of the brave, that's what we could expect for America in the future. And based on my understanding, based on my research, based on what I've read of others' research, I believe we're on the fast track for that, lest we wake up before it is too late and turn the clock back. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, when we see what's taking place in New York City, a mayor that's not just a progressive, a mayor that's not just a liberal, a mayor that is full-fledged communist, Islamic jihadist, his interest is to force Islam and communism values in all of New York City. How is he doing that, perhaps you say? How is Mondami doing that? Listen, it's bad enough to see him in a recent news conference showed pictures and film, video footage of the homeless tents and shacks on the streets. They've moved into the major governmental office buildings and the lobbies and the portals there in New York City. And Mondami said to remove them, to remove the homeless, to remove the deadbeats that's camped out in every public area would be to take away their civil rights to live wherever they want to live. So he's not bothering them. Did you realize in New York City, ladies and gentlemen, in all of the boroughs in New York City, that over the loudspeakers five times a day, the Islamic call to prayer that everyone has to listen to? Did you realize that on Friday, for the Friday prayers, they will go out even on Fifth Avenue and the main thoroughfares and roll out their, prayer rugs and bow down and pray, and all traffic has to stop or be diverted? That's what's happening in New York City under the leadership of Comrade Mondami. May I say to you, that's an example, that's a sample of what will take place on a national basis if we lose our constitutional republic. And we're on the fast track for that. We're told that there's over 1,100 Islamics that's running for different offices across America for November, running for office as an Islamic jihadist with not a goal and a desire to amalgamate into the system, not to assimilate, but to be separate and to dominate and to take control and destroy the Constitutional Republic. I believe it's time, ladies and gentlemen, Christians and constitutionalists and conservatives and patriots, we stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back with Let's Face the Issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. WTRJ-FM, Orange Park. WAYL-FM, St. Augustine. WATY.